First John 5, just 1 through 5 right now. I had a client yesterday talking about, something about a funeral, and they were talking about heaven and telling the little kids that grandma went to heaven and stuff, and I was kind of joking around about something and saying there should be a cemetery named Heaven, so that when you can always tell kids or tell people that, you know, grandma's in heaven, even though you're not sure if she is. And not really thinking about it, she was like, well, I believe we have a forgiving God. And then that's when it kind of hit me that I'm like, oh yeah, I think she believes in God, but she's not really sure who he is. Because that statement is true. We do have a forgiving God, a very forgiving God. He forgives all of us for our sin, but we have to accept it. It's like somebody putting a gift in front of you, and inside is something they slaved over and put a lot of thought into. And you just sit and look at the box, thinking like, wow, thank you for that gift. But you're not really receiving the gift. You don't even see what's inside. You don't get to enjoy the fruits of someone else's labor until you open it up and accept that gift. So God's a forgiving God, but if you don't accept it, then you don't receive it. By receiving his forgiveness, what does that mean? You don't receive his forgiveness from all his love and all his mercy on us, and then just turn around and do what you want to do, live your own life, or make up excuses like the Bible isn't, you know, real, or you can't believe everything the Bible says, or whatever that nonsense is. I don't get how people can believe some of the Bible and not all of it. I would choose to not believe any of it if I didn't believe all of it. So anyway, that being said, 1 John 5, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. See, we love one another. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen to that. Read that for yourselves today. Read it over and over again. And just bathe in the beautiful truths that are in there. How we love one another, how we love God, and how the proof of that love is that we obey God. That the commandments are not burdensome, like knowing God's heart in his commandments. And seeing that we can't be perfect, we're not going to be perfect until the day that Christ comes and our glorification is complete. But we are striving with every inch of power that the Holy Spirit has inside of us to obey God and to love one another. And it just goes hand in hand. So God is forgiving, but only when you obey him and love him.